Before we get started on Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine, we'd like to tell you about the Miracle Moments Luncheon to benefit Easter Seals UCP Port Health. Earfluence, which produces this podcast, is a proud sponsor, and we'd like you to join us May 1st, 2024 at 11:30 Eastern Time at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary. This event helps raise funds and awareness for the life-changing direct services provided to more than 40,000 children, adults, and families living with disabilities, mental health, and substance challenges so they can live their best lives. We'll put more information on Easter Seals and the luncheon in the show notes, but again, that's Wednesday, May 1st at 11:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Cary, and we hope to see you there.
Attention, bourbon lovers. Are you ready for a taste sensation like no other? Old Raleigh Distillery, recently awarded Best Micro Distillery in the U.S., invites you to experience the art of whiskey blending firsthand. Located just east of Raleigh in downtown Zebulon, the distillery specializes in premium, micro-batch bourbon and limited-release whiskeys. Visit the tasting room Tuesday through Sunday to savor a wide variety of whiskeys, specialty cocktails, wine, and beer. And don't miss a chance to peek behind the curtain with a tour of the blending operation every Saturday and Sunday at 1 and 2 p.m. For more information and to plan your visit, visit oldraleighdistillery.com. Follow on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Old Raleigh Distillery for exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content. Old Raleigh Distillery, where every sip tells a story. You're not a soup person and you don't work on Fayetteville Street, you might think, why do I care? Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of cool festivals and events that happen in this part of the city, and from suits to sneakers. So mm-hmm. it is the kind of place that on a Saturday or Sunday, if you're down with the family and you want to take the kids in, it's okay. You're listening to Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I'm your host, Gina Stevens. You may know Raleigh Magazine, but what you may not know is how we get our stories. It's all inside baseball. You'd be surprised what people will tell us. Our MO is telling stories no one else is telling, so this podcast is where you get the inside access to stories you won't read anywhere else. So let's dive into some of Raleigh Magazine's biggest stories. Fayetteville Street, North Carolina's main street, has seen ups and downs following the pandemic. Stakeholders have rallied together to reignite interest and activity on the street. Last month, we gave our Instagram followers a first look at the linchpin in the plan, Birdie's Bar Room and Kitchen. With me today to talk about this exciting restaurant and other food and bev changes on Fayetteville Street is Associate Editor Lauren Crookton. Lauren, thanks for being here. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. I'm very excited to talk about all these, Birdies especially.
You had a couple of big stories in this upcoming issue.
I know. We love to see it.
Yeah. So let's start from the beginning. Birdies is the brainchild of LM Restaurants in Highwoods. LM, think Carolina Ale House, Vidrio, Tavern Agora, Oceanic, all iconic spots with something special about each of them. I think Birdies is exactly what Fayetteville Street needs right now. It meets people where they are in all day parts. Mm-hmm. This is something that I think Raleigh lacks in general in a lot of places.
Yeah, and I think linchpin for Fayetteville Street is exactly right. So this specific concept is going to be, like you said, like a whole day to night, morning to moonrise. So they're going to have a barista-led cafe in the morning called Breakfast at Birdies. And
I love that.
That'll be, you know, your typical American breakfast fare. For lunch, they're going to have grab-and-go online ordering and full service. And then they'll have sit-down dinner service and obviously, like, cocktail hour, not happy hour, obviously. But you can go there for cocktails. You can get your lunch to go.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. If you're reigniting and you want people back on working downtown, making it easier for them to get breakfast, to have coffee meeting. I mean, Melissa mm-hmm. and I are often trying to meet with Skip, who runs Highwoods, or other people downtown and trying to find a place to eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. If this gives you so many more options for breakfast, I feel like in lunch too.
Yeah, and not, I mean, grab and go is obviously a great option, but I feel like there is that, but there's not like sit down. This is a nice place for you to have a breakfast meeting. You can't really find that at many places.
Right. Place to close the deal, if you will.
Exactly.
but what I mean by this, where you are in your day or where you are in your week, is in Atlanta when I lived there eons ago. But I felt like the same restaurant, you could pop in and have a drink or have a snack or after workout on a Saturday, or you're going to a festival, even a fun dinner. You know, so I felt like it was kind of whatever you needed. It was adaptable.
Yeah, and kind of like an all occasion spot. Like, right. I think it'll be, oh, go here for like a nice date night or to close a business deal in the morning right. or go out for lunch with your coworkers in the middle of the day. Like, I really think it will serve a lot of purposes.
Well, I love that they were telling us that the sort of breakfast bar will flip to bubbles and dessert late night, or late evening, I should say, because it's not a late night spot.
Yeah, no, not late night. And then they also, I think, are going to try to have like live music at some point. We'll kind of extend the hours into the evening as well.
Yeah, the renderings are beautiful, and they've been out. If you haven't seen it, check out, obviously, our new issue of Raleigh Magazine, but also on our Instagram, which is where we first gave a little glimpse of it. People are excited. Anything we talk about that has to do with Fayetteville Street really excites people.
Yeah, definitely. This area has been kind of lacking, so this is like a very exciting new spot that's going to bring a lot of people there.
When we hopped on the call with Amber and Kat, as you listened to them talk about this space, they did all the branding in-house. The story behind it, which we didn't share on our social. So that's what the story is in the magazine. The basis of this is built around the name and everything around Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes, and I love this. Like you said on the phone, like you could tell their passion for it and for Ella Fitzgerald in general, just this trailblazing jazz singer who has this like moxie and grit that they're trying to like mirror in Fayetteville Street and bring that out. And this place is really going to mirror her, like, you know, she was a gatherer, like a socialite, and this place is really going to be kind of like a meeting place, watering hole.
Well, I think she described it exactly what you said. She liked to entertain people.
Yeah.
Not exactly. Just with her music, but with her space and everything else. And she's known for what, Hot Canary and Lullaby of Birdland, some songs.
Yeah.
I didn't know those two songs, but that night I looked them up and listened to them.
Yeah. And Birdies. So that makes sense.
Obviously, Birdies.
Yeah.
The other thing that it's going to have, and I don't know that we've mentioned this, is it's going to have sort of a round bar, indoor-outdoor bar space.
Yes.
And currently, if you walk by 150 Fayetteville Street, formerly known as the Wells Fargo Building, the patio is closed off because they've already started work.
I love that.
And we know that there's a famous artist who's bringing something that will be on the patio. We'll know a little bit more and share a little bit more about that this summer, right?
Yes, hopefully we'll know soon. I was just thinking about it, and I don't know if there's like a huge patio restaurant bar destination on Fayetteville Street. This might be one of the only ones.
Well, I like that she talked about, I think, you know, if you're not a soup person and you don't work on Fayetteville Street, you might think, why do I care? But there are a lot of cool festivals and events that happen in this part of the city, and from suits to sneakers. So it is the kind of place that on a Saturday or Sunday, if you're down with the family and you want to take the kids in, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, Amber has 3 or 4 kids, you know, Kat has 3. It's a good place. It's meant to be family friendly for weekend events as well.
Yeah. And it really will be, like you said, welcoming to all, no matter where you are, what you're wearing, what you're doing.
Yes. Well, and LM has been such an integral part. When we started telling this story originally, and I think you worked on it, they see almost every building, every restaurant project they've done, from Tavern Agora to Vidrio and Carolina Ale House, as sort of restoration and taking existing spaces and repurposing them and investing in them. And they invested in Glenwood South, Hillsborough Street, and Fayetteville Street, a local company that wants to see Fayetteville Street bounce back.
Yeah, this is a huge investment in Fayetteville Street in general, and it's definitely going to like reinvigorate the area for sure, and they're really invested in that.
Well, and Amber was candid. I mean, she said there's some restaurants here and there's some coming, but it's going to take a while. You're building this and designing this in hopes for what it will bring, but for the future. You know, somebody's got to lead the way and be the, you know, to make other people want to come back.
For sure. Yeah, hopefully this will just be the first of many.
I that's what I'm hoping for, that we're going to continue to be talking about other things.
Definitely.
So more to come on that, but check it out. The photos are great. A local icon since 1949 and where Raleigh comes to celebrate, savor, and enjoy. Village District is celebrating 75 years of tradition and taste. You can stop by the Village and outfit yourself and your home in iconic Raleigh style at shops like Uniquities and Ballard Designs. Or take date night to icon status at Taza Kitchen and Goodnight's Comedy Club. You can look forward to new additions at Village District coming soon, like Pastino Wine Cafe and FP, Free People Movement. Be the first to know all Village news, events, sales, store openings, giveaways, and more by following Village District on Instagram at Shop Village District, visiting their website, shopvillagedistrict.com, or by signing up to receive texts by texting the word Village to 919-701-0202. Want more of Raleigh Magazine in between issues? Visit RaleighMag.com and subscribe to our newsletters. They come out Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. 5-minute read keeps you up to date. And especially on Friday, Dish on This: where to eat, where to drink, what to do this weekend. Subscribe for free at RaleighMag.com. I want to say sad news, I guess, some sad announcements, but it's not really sad news. It's not like somebody's going out of business. So we had some announcements, other announcements of people leaving.
Yes. So Union Special announced that they are closing their downtown location, which is, kind of sad.
It is.
But the Gateway Plaza location is still thriving and it's still going to continue to be open.
Well, I was on a panel with Andrew and he talked about having two locations and how hard that is and that they wanted to make it work, but it's staffing too, it's running too. So I get it. I mean, it makes sense. And then the other is Happy and Hale.
Yes, Happy and Hale's original City Plaza location has closed. I actually never went to that one.
You know, and again, I think this isn't sad news, because the first thing Tyler said is, we're looking for another location in downtown where people can eat inside.
So
this little kiosk spot, I mean, this was his first. This was his baby. I'm sure this is a little sad for him to have to close it, but he knows that they have enough demand that now that people want to sit and eat there inside.
Yeah, definitely. I think that might honestly fare better.
And I think we've said it on this podcast, but if you read the magazine and follow us, you're going to find out really quickly that Raleigh Magazine is relocating to the Warehouse District downtown.
Yes.
So I texted Tyler and I said, I'm pretty sure I know a location near Happy and Hale, for Happy and Hale near us.
Oh, I would love that. You know, everyone in our office would love that.
I know. He has a small office in the same building we're in. So
that's going to be so
fun. We're going to nag him a little bit.
Yes, as we should.
Yes, of course. But you worked on another story. That's a lot of stuff happening on Fayetteville Street.
I know, which is exciting.
Yes.
We love this.
So tell us about the other one.
So another super exciting, not new or anything, but Foundation is celebrating its 15th anniversary. And with that, they are kind of segueing leadership into one of their lead bartender managers, Kyle Hankin. Super excited for him. This has been obviously a couple months in the making, but I feel like when I talked to one of the co-owners, Will, he was like, from the jump when I met him, like, I knew he was going far.
You know what I love about this? I mean, first, so many things. I feel like Foundation has been here 15 years on Fayetteville Street. It's kind of a fitting name. It was one of the foundational businesses located on Fayetteville Street.
Yes.
But the other thing I love is, so often we talk about, oh, this business has been sold, this restaurant has been sold, and it's to somebody else. And instead, they're investing in their own people. They wanted to keep Kyle around. They knew that he could go start his own thing, or he could, somebody could steal him away. And so I like that part of the story.
Yeah, they're just kind of like passing the reins down. And obviously, he's familiar with the brand. He's helped with the cocktails and their whole program. So it makes sense.
And as part of this, occasionally, we've done this once before. We did something with Ashley Christensen mm-hmm. about yes. this. So we looked at all the people that have been behind the bar, mm-hmm. or you looked and tried to yeah. talk to all of them. People who've been behind the bar, they shared stories, who are now own their own bars, work mm-hmm. other places. Some great people have gone through there.
Yeah, so there were a couple that I knew of. So Kevin Barrett of Dram and Draft used to work there. Matt Bettinger, who owns Sidebar and Hank's, worked there. Lewis Norton, who's the co-owner of Bittersweet and Yacht Club.
I don't think that I know there. Him.
I so the story behind that one was funny. Will said that he came in looking to be like a bar back or something, and then they just hired him as a bartender, like on the spot. Like he started that day, which is kind of wild. And then Alex Flynn, who helped open Haymaker and the Greenlight and is now a sales manager for Durham Distillery, was also a bartender.
I mean,
there.
This is the creme de la creme. I'm telling you. I mean, if, you know, the fact that Matt Bettinger, I mean, two of the best bar programs mm-hmm. in the area, and Kevin, of course.
Yeah. Of course, now, you know, Dram has 18 locations.
18 locations and growing. Seriously, yeah. they have seven from Wilmington. No matter, I like to say, no matter what part of North Carolina you're in, from Charlotte to Wilmington, you're probably not 30 minutes from a Dram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's worth a conversation about which one's your favorite for another day.
Ooh, yes.
But Alex Flynn has probably had as much impact on the bar community as anybody in this area. Alex helped open Haymaker, Greenlight. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has done so many things.
Yeah, and now he's the senior sales manager of Durham Distillery, so helping grow that brand.
I think we make an effort. It needs to be I told him we're going to do a writing campaign to get him back. He's in New York now.
Yes.
I already miss his influence. Mm. But you got all of them to tell stories from their days at Foundation.
Yes. So I asked them what their favorite memories were. And honestly, like almost 90% of them said that Kevin Barrett's last day was their favorite day at Foundation. And when Melissa first read that, she was like, oh, like they
nobody
must have
liked
hated him.
They were waiting for him to go.
But no, their thing was like they just had a party when it was any bartender's last day, just like this big going away, and like regulars came, all the bartenders came, and it was just this blowout. And I don't know what happened at Kevin's, but it must have been one hell of a party.
Well, it was funny. Kevin said to me, he goes, when you were working on this story, I saw him, and he said, yeah, Lauren wants my best story from Foundation. Mm-hmm. He goes, I've started writing it and I'm about 2 pages in. I said, like, you probably get about 3 sentences. Yeah. He goes, what? I'm like, yeah, you can't write a book on this.
I know, but I still want him to send me what he wrote.
Can you imagine?
I want to know.
He's
a trip.
He is very much so. And it's funny, he and Will, I think they love each other, and I think that was probably better they didn't work together very long because, you know, both big personalities.
Separate ways.
Yes.
Probably for the best.
But it's really exciting that Kyle's going to take the helm and move forward. It's like mm-hmm. Will and Vince, when we were over doing the photo shoot with Sean, I said to him, I said, so are you retiring? He goes, I don't retire. I'm just going to kind of step away. He goes, you know, we just want to make sure it stays the same and it stays as cool as it's always been.
Yeah, and he was like, don't worry. We're still going to be there all the time.
All the time. Well, it's funny. I can say this now that I know Will and Vince pretty well. Foundation was not my favorite place when I first moved back to Raleigh. And it was partly because they were a little too cool for school.
Yeah.
Which is exactly who they want to be. Mm-hmm. That's their MO.
They're not uppity or anything.
Well, they're not trying too hard to please you. They're not.
Right.
They know they make good drinks. They mm-hmm. know they have a good bar program. And it's kind of like, we're cool. If you like us, great. If you don't, that's okay.
Yeah.
And the more I got to know them especially when Ian left Dram and went there, I went there probably a little bit more
mm-hmm.
and really got to know Kyle. And,
yeah.
And they've won, you know, best overall. They've won best whiskey bar. They win year after year with us in the best bars.
Yeah, I actually hadn't been there. I think the first time I went there was like a year or two ago. So I'm very fresh with my Foundation experiences. But every time I've gone, I've been like, I need to come here more often.
Well, and what I love about it is they open at 4 o'clock. So if you have a meeting, mm-hmm. want to have a drink, you don't have to wait till 5 o'clock. So I would definitely say cheers to Kyle and all the good stuff happening on Fayetteville Street.
Yes, cheers to that.
This has been Office Talk with Raleigh Magazine. I hope after hanging out with us, you feel more like a Raleigh insider. You can find copies of our magazine around town or subscribe for $10 for 10 issues. We'd love it if you gave this podcast a rating and review and share it with your friends. This podcast was edited and produced by Earfluence. I'm Gina Stevens. We'll see you again soon.